Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, as I predicted 33 days ago, this war is going to go on for a long time. Iran is not giving up. And now they're getting ready to go into Krog Island. Floating hospitals, hovercraft, drone lasers, Trump force ready to land in Iran. And what regime has in store for them? We're going to be getting into that coming up. But I don't like calling Trump a liar. I have fought. I have paid. I have been through hell. And we've gotten so much done with him. But he's going sideways. And it'd be like a horse you had for 10 years, your favorite horse, you're into horses, sweet horse, smart horse, fun horse, feed it carrots, feed it apples. And then one day you're sitting there brushing it and the horse just turns around and bites you right on the nose and bites half your nose off. Horses do that. And you're just sitting there, blood pouring out. You don't kill the horse, you just sell it. Well, Trump's an important horse because he can destroy the world. And so he just basically bit us for no reason. And we all know it's a terrible idea. I mean, we got polls out. 84% of Americans don't want ground troops. All these famous right-wing hawks that are smart that actually have been in combat say don't do it. Like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Eric Prince. And now they just relieve the head of the army and these other generals. We don't know why. I would imagine it's because they told Trump, we do not want to go into Iran. Let us explain it to you. But Trump continues to say they're trying to give up. Trump continues to say that they're going to make a deal. And every time they try to meet, the Israelis blow them up. Happened again yesterday. And the Iranians are like, we're not meeting with you anymore. We're mobilizing your full war. We're keeping the Strait of Hormuz closed. Take your bases and leave. Give us $500 billion or we close it. We keep it closed. And Trump says, oh, it'll be open soon. Or then he says, no, actually, we don't care if it stays closed. It's up to all you other governments to fix it. It's your problem when Israel started it and drug us into it. And Israel won't even say they're going to help us with ground troops. But then the talking heads of Israel call myself and Tucker Carlson and others traitors and scum and Nazis and Joe Kent's the leader of a white supremacist coup because he's against the ground war. What's he know? 11 combat tours, highly decorated, you know, CIA commando, head of counterterrorism. And what is that to be, you know? It's like, next we're going to ask Tom Brady how to throw a football. Who do you think you are, Tom Brady? Tom Brady? What's he going to do next? You ask Beethoven how to write symphony? Huh. So, as Trump heralds regime change, Iran's leaders remain hardliners. U.S. intelligence assesses Iran maintains significant missile launching capability, sources say. Well, do we need U.S. intelligence to tell us that? The last four nights, we've seen record missiles blasting countries all over the Middle East, including Israel, but they arrest you in the UAE, in Israel, and everywhere else. They've arrested now like 1,500, it was 1,000 last week, journalists in the UAE if they show a report on a missile coming in. But for some reason, Fox News is allowed to show it. And they're like, yeah, we got missiles coming in. They stopped that one. They stopped that one. Oh, they didn't stop those. On the hurry, you see mushroom clouds even in the dark at night. And you're like, and then, well, we'll come right back after that this break. And Trump's like, they don't even have a BB gun. They have nothing. Stone Age. I mean, and it's just like, what? I don't need the U.S. intelligence to tell me that the Iranians still have missiles. When they just launched the last 4 days, the biggest attacks yet. Do I need a commentator who's a boxing match going, wow, they got this fighter's got a lot of energy in the seventh round. You can see who's got the energy. And Trump's like, we knocked them down. They have no energy. We want to pow, 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 pow. And yeah, we're blowing the snot out of them even worse. But the regime isn't falling. So 18-wheelers and boats being blown up, what's that do? And if Israel can get us to go on the ground, which they're pushing, we are fully trapped into this thing. Because if we start putting troops on the ground and they get repulsed or pinned down, then Trump is going to be like, oh, if I pull out now, I'm a weenie forever. And they know that. And he's going to fully commit. And then we're in full war, sweethearts. And when they bring in a national draft and stuff, the censorship is going to be unbelievable. So, and the totalitarians know they're pushing us over the cliff here. And I am trying to stop this. And Trump's presidency will be destroyed. They're going to hang him out to dry when this is over. He can still maybe turn back. I am doing all of this from a position of trying to save the country. U.S. intelligence assesses Iran maintains significant missile launching capability, sources say. Really? See, I don't need to go off assessments. Real intelligence is what is going on with your own eyeballs. Is that assessment true? I don't know. Biggest missile attacks the last 4 days ever? I don't know. Is that true? Headline should be, it appears Iran held back much of its forces. Iran missile supplies larger than previously thought. Iran more redundant than recently thought. Good God, people. As U.S. bombs Iran, Pope Leo takes aim at the idea of the God of War. Trump requests $1.5 trillion for military spending and says, sorry, can't help with Medicare and Medicaid. If you're going to do that, then at least don't say it. Oh, it's 10D chess. No, it's what he calls not caring is what I call early onset dementia. And look, when I've been working 2 or 3 days too much, at 50-something, I feel like I got, you know, I'm kind of like, ooh. And people, my family said, do you remember what you did last night? It wouldn't be something bad, but I'd like say something or do something. Like, I don't remember that. No drinking, no nothing, just exhausted. Work 20 hours. Do not make good decisions when I've been working 20 hours. He's 79. He's Superman. Nobody's not saying he's got a personal nuclear reactor running him, but he ain't Superman in the real world. I mean, you call him Superman, but not really Superman. Trump should really take a few days off and just pray and just think about this. Pray for President Trump, and I'm dead serious when I say that. Because we had repudiated the left. There's a global awakening. Populism is winning. We're in the fourth turning. Great things are happening, and I want to salvage Trump. I'm going to criticize him. I'm going to give it to him with both barrels, but it's from a place of love for all of us, including him. These people that were never Trumpers and said, damn Trump, screw Trump, I hate Trump, put Trump in prison, that's all his best buddies now. Yeah, we're running out of fertilizer, folks. A third of the world's fertilizer comes out of the Strait of Hormuz, about 32%. 21% or so comes out of Ukraine. Ukraine's basically been cut off. Now this, and we're in better position than most countries. They have riots all over Asia now. The fuel's already run out. Stacks of news on that. And again, liquid natural gas is used for making the chips. For the power plants they've got in Taiwan, where 80% of our advanced chips get made. I think it's like 90% or more. We've moved some here. I think it's like 85% now. It was like 95% a year ago. I mean, Trump's really making some good moves, but not quick enough. And they basically stopped chip production. Are you starting to figure this out a little bit? I think you are. Iran beefs up defenses, recruits children as prepares for ground war. And idiots go, oh, kids. you think a 12-year-old, 13-year-old with a grenade launcher and a machine gun that's trained on it is they're worse than adults historically. Because they just are fearless. Child soldiers are nothing to turn your nose up on. But people who don't study war think it's a joke. Hey, look, Iran's. No, Iran's got 1 million troops and 1 million auxiliary, and now they're calling up their children. No, when you see that, you go, these are some mean sons of bitches. You know, Miami, U.S. tank crews and Russian tank crews died when 12-year-old Germans fired phosphorus bazookas into their tanks. I used to always ask all these World War II vets or my grandpa's buddies when we go deer hunting and stuff almost every weekend back when I was a kid. We lived 2 hours from the ranch in Dallas. I had no idea how cool those guys were. They were all really, really cool. He'd been in the Army Air Corps, but most of them had been, for whatever reason, had been in Europe. Battle of Bulge, all of it. And I would always beg him at 3 a.m. They get us up. They're cooking biscuits and gravy in there in the shack. And I'm great hearing all these stories. And they're already playing dominoes and drinking whiskey at 4 a.m. About to go out. And they'd be like, here, kid, have a cigarette. You know, and I'd be like, tell me a war story. Tell me a war story. And they would do it every once in a while. And you'd go, all right, well, I was coming in, you know, there with General Patton, and we come into this town, and this woman looked like Marilyn Monroe, most beautiful blonde woman I've ever seen. She walks out in a beautiful black mink coat, and she opens it up so she could distract all of us. She's naked. And I knew what she was about to do. And I had the machine gun up on top. And sure enough, she then jerked in for her Luger. And he goes, and I cut her in half. And I'll never forget that beautiful woman sit there cut in half. Now, stop asking me war stories. They were old, nice old men to me. But when they didn't ever want to tell war stories. They didn't, you know, because it's not fun to go back and access that information. And they a few other times they said, and I was like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. I didn't learn to shut up about it after that. But they'd be like, yeah, I killed little boys not much bigger than you. Didn't want to kill him, but I killed him. Stop asking about it. So that's what this is really all about. Oh, but the neocons. Oh, Iran's so desperate, they're calling up their kids. Yeah, for total war. So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. As Trump heralds regime change, Iran leaders remain hardliners. There's one of two things. He's either completely in dementia, which we're starting to see signs of, or he's lying to us. Which one is it? I don't know. Answer the question. A mixture of both? And then we got stuff like this. You know who the most unpopular country in the world is in Gallup polls and others now? It's Israel. You know, 20 years ago, they were one of the most popular because they were seen as the underdog, and then Arabs would gang up on them and all that. And I grew up supporting them. My family wasn't ever anti-Israel. But everybody now knows Israel's the bully. And Israel's in control of our policy. And so now we're tied to that. And guess what? For the first time ever, China, communist China that has 3 million Muslims in slave camps and harvests their organs, that kills political dissidents, that has, you know, had one-child policies, communist China, godless communist China, is now more popular than the United States of America. By the way, America has not been more popular in global polls since Reagan, when Trump got reelected. The world saw that the propaganda, actually liked it, and was hoping for peace. Now America is the most unpopular since polling began. Communist China is now seen as the good guy. Wow, great job, Mark Levin. China edged past U.S. and global approval ratings, while neither country commands broad support. China surpassed the United States in global approval ratings with a median of 36% approval of China's leadership compared to the U.S. 31 globally. And Trump has a 33% approval rating with general voters. Lowest here. He was 56 8 months ago. So there you go, boys and girls. Absolutely disgusting. And we get more talk of this all day long. Make a deal before it's too late. Trump threatens Tehran again as Iran-Oman draft protocol to reopen Strait of Hormuz. which calls for the U.S. to end the war and pull out, which ain't going to happen. And then you got this, and I'm still trying to find out why, and I'm looking into it. But they already purged who they thought was bad, and they got rid of a lot of bad people and got rid of DEI, and I was all, hey, Egg Seth, great. He's smart, got a lot of courage, he's charming, he's got a great military record. But he didn't join with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs warning Trump not to do this, and he's too optimistic about it all. And so not a good sign in the middle of this war to remove the head of the army, who was not known as some leftist. Hegseth, wartime firing of top general stuns officials. It's insane. And I bet you money it comes out in the next 48 hours that he told them exactly what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told Obama when Obama said, deny the air to Russia and go into Syria. And the Marine Corps general, who's the chairman, said, we'll follow your order, sir, but that's war with Russia. On the escalation ladder, it moves to nuclear weapons within a few days. We'll follow the order. Didn't say no, no. He said, we'll follow your order. Give us your order. And Obama said, let's not do that. When Obama staged the chemical attacks with al-Qaeda to blame Assad, but the al-Qaeda operatives wanted to get money from back home, so they bragged, firing it, said, durka, durka, Muhammad Jihad. You know, the chlorine gas or whatever. But because I know the 17 intelligence agencies, including Defense Intelligence and the Army, told Trump not to do this 5 days before. That's confirmed. He still did it. And so you know it was that, you know the head of the Army was on there. And you know they're trying to get, 7,000 Army troops is enough? Well, send another 10. They're like, sir, we hundreds of thousands. We already knew they told him that. And I'm sure Trump got angry and said, I don't like you telling me not to do this. Fire him, Hegseth. You know Hegseth doesn't do anything unless Trump tells him. So let's logic this out. People ask how I know this stuff, how everything I say keeps coming true. I got 1,000 data points times 1,000, but let's just, you're smart too. Come on. Trump is actually the president right now, but if you can influence him, you get him to do bad things. He even said yesterday, you know, I have evil people can manipulate me, and God, you're evil. You suck my weenie. Sorry, he didn't really say that. You know what I mean? Metaphysically, sorry. Get the clip. Clip 31 yesterday. It doesn't sound real. And I'm on the show saying Trump is influenced by evil people. He can be manipulated. They go, boss, you didn't look at your full list. I didn't even see the clip. They go, he says that. And I said, who's he say it to? And they go, we think it's Levin, which it was Levin later, we learned. And it's just like Twilight Zone music is cued in my head. I love people who are nice to me, even if they're bad people. I'll do anything for them. Like, it's like he's one of our airmen shot down in Vietnam, and remember the famous Morse code where they're like, torture, torture, torture. It was Royce White said a few weeks ago, he said, Trump, you know, blink three times if you're being held hostage. And I'm not trying to even give Trump an out on this. But it's just so bizarre. So Hegseth forces out top Army general and two other senior officers. Wow. Hegseth has fired multiple senior military officials, most notably General Randy George, U.S. Army Chief of Staff, yesterday. The Pentagon confirmed George's immediate retirement, marking a rare removal of a top military leader during an ongoing conflict. Yeah. You normally just actually remove him from actual command, but don't announce it. Other key figures include General David Hoden, Major General Michael Green, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, General Charles Q. Brown, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz. Okay. So, what did I say 30 days ago? I said they're going to try to invade. They'll probably try to take this Kursk Island first. That's obvious. And I went and looked at assessments of previous administrations, including his previous one, 200,000-300,000 troops. Because, see, you can't just take that one island. You got to take all the mountains and hills up above it on the coastline and the other little islands right next to it. And I explained this weeks ago. I said they've got in-close missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-ship, anti-tank, and they've got all this artillery they can just roll out, honeycombed everywhere, and they'll be able to keep the strait closed as much as they want. And it's such a huge geographic area, you'll need hundreds of thousands of troops. Trump came out a few days ago and was like, well, they can even close it with a gun or their missiles or their bazookas. Yeah, whatever. I said that because it's military doctrine, and I guarantee you the Pentagon has told him exactly that. And I bet you money the head of the Army was in there in the last few days. Look at, I bet he was in the White House, guaranteed, and said, sir, here's the facts. So you know. What was the last headline you put up? Put that back up. Iran rejects all U.S. demands and refuses to meet with American officials in Islamabad. Wall Street Journal. There you go. And so Trump wonders why oil explodes and the markets go crazy, because you keep telling people they've made a deal, it's over, we've had regime change. He said again yesterday, the regime has changed. What, you got other people more radical? I guess it has changed. It's actually true. Depends on how you look at it. But he means like it's good. He says they're willing to negotiate now. No, they're not. But don't worry, Lindsey Graham, who on his free time stalks children at Disney World with a 2-foot pink princess wand in his hand, and Howard Lutnick, that hangs out at Epstein's Island and lives next door to him and lies about it, they admit, and this is exactly what I heard from sources, but I saw on another show, Joe Kent just yesterday said, no, he's all, basically all the military advisors, except the head of CENTCOM and Hegseth, tell him, don't do this, but he listens literally to Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick, I bet you, does not know how to load a 9mm. He sure as hell doesn't know how to clean it. And I guarantee he can't shoot bullseye with the entire magazine like I can. And I'm not even a special forces person or a veteran. He don't know how to skin a buck around a trot line. I bet he's never been punched in the nose.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.